You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
So we have today more developments involving Ukraine, Russia, and the U.S. of A., and what happens next, February 21, 2022. We are getting responses from different sources as to what's going on. Who do you trust? Who do you trust? It's the old Groucho Marx. Who do you trust? Get a big cigar out. Well, let's begin with a remark from the member of the Pentagon, the spokesman for the Pentagon, John Kirby, and what he says he's seeing at this point.
Do you believe there's still time and space for diplomacy, or is this inevitable now?
We believe there's still every effort should be expended to pursue a diplomatic path. And so, yes, we think there's still an opportunity here for Mr. Putin to do the right thing and for us to engage in continued diplomacy to not have another war in Europe, certainly not one in Ukraine. But that time does appear to be shrinking, given what we're seeing the military do along that border with Ukraine and in Belarus, down in Crimea and in the Black Sea.
Well, we are watching that. We've been talking about it for some time. I'll remind you, we are live streaming right now. Larry Connors USA Facebook. I'm sorry. I always will say that. Larry Connors USA YouTube. Larry Connors USA YouTube. We are live streaming, and, of course, we're open for comments on that live stream. You can add your remarks as we go through the program on any subject. We'll try to get them to you. The issue between Ukraine and Russia, there are a lot of talks going on. The tension is still there. Now, of course, if you've been listening to the White House, they've been saying imminent. Oh, my God, it's got to be on top of us right now. It's not yet. Some have said, you know, maybe Putin's just been playing Biden and doing a pretty good job. If you want to make him look like a fool, he's done it. There's a plus to that that I would agree with, but the other side is Putin clearly does not want NATO to get any closer to his country. He wants to reclaim the old USSR. Ukraine was part of that. He does not want NATO to make Ukraine part of NATO. If NATO were a part of, or Ukraine a part of NATO at this point, we would be obligated to put American combat troops on the ground in Ukraine. That's a big, big issue. I don't think we want to get into that arena. In fact, I know we don't. The talks about casualties have been pretty amazing on both sides, and that's not even including if U.S. forces are actually involved. We've got a lot to cover over the next 2 hours. First of all, of course, we're going to spend more time on the John Durham bombshell he dropped the other day, and all the information that shows the so-called Russian collusion, how it all tied back to Hillary Clinton, the FBI, the CIA, and all the mainstream, now state-controlled media. And they continue to sell the lie. They will not tell you the truth of the story. Well, we're going to. In fact, they continue to ignore it. They'd much rather focus on what's happening in Canada. And some have asked me, is that kind of a distraction, or is Ukraine a distraction? All of it's a distraction. It gives Putin, rather gives Biden a chance to say, don't look here, look over there. threat of a war is obviously a very serious issue. The trucker situation, they are beginning to break up the convoy, but a U.S. convoy is preparing to start moving. We'll bring you up to speed on all of that. And then, would you consider that AOC is a prophet? The New York Times basically says she's Jesus almost. Yeah, the New York Times. And then the most excruciating injury in the Olympics that will make men cringe. It hurts. We got a lot to cover. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
For years, I've told you, be well with Wellington. Wellington Environmental. That's because I know the excellent work Wellington does when it comes to making your home, your business, even hospitals safe. See, recently I asked Wellington to check a relative's home. The relative had been constantly sick. Doctors couldn't find a cause. I asked Tom Wellington, please check the house. After extensive testing, Wellington could rule out mold and other air and water toxins. Well, that was a major relief. And the negative results gave doctors added information. So when I encourage you to call Wellington, I mean it. Wellington, 314-644-4930. 644-4930. A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, Missouri and Illinois. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington. Wellington Environmental.
This segment of Larry Connors USA is brought to you by my friends at John Beal Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest prices. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Well, we have to see what the facts are, but I'll tell you, the allegations, what Durham filed in a filing in federal court is deeply concerning. What Durham alleged as a federal prosecutor, as a special prosecutor, is that a lawyer for the Hillary Clinton campaign conspired with a big tech executive to monitor and spy on Donald Trump, to spy on him at his home, to spy on him at his office, and indeed they were spying on the White House itself. They were spying on a sitting president. That is, you know, you and I both remember when President Trump said, the Democrats are spying on me. And the corporate media collectively laughed at him. They mocked at him. They said, what a ridiculous claim for him to make. Well, if what Special Counsel Durham is alleging is true, what Donald Trump said was absolutely right. And to the extent Hillary Clinton is complicit with this, her campaign is complicit with it, her lawyers are complicit with it, big tech is complicit with it. If this is true, it's a lot bigger than Watergate. That was a bungled third-rate burglary. It was wrong. People went to jail for Watergate, and people need to go to jail for this if these allegations are true.
If these allegations are true, that is Senator Ted Cruz, Republican of Texas. If you're watching this live stream right now at Larry Connors USA YouTube, you're probably seeing, oh, everything's going crazy. I mean, the animals are loose. We got so many things happening at the last minute. Phone calls that were being dropped, a line number we didn't have established. It's typical radio. For those of you who want to get into broadcasting, keep this in mind. Nothing ever goes the way you plan it. Nothing. We get it done one way or the other. The clock doesn't stop. Oh, we're not ready to go. We're not yet. You got to go. I remember the old saying, is this the way you run a railroad line? Well, I guarantee you could not run a newscast or this program on railroad time. And I'm not knocking the railroad people. It's just that it used to be one of those stories that you get into that, you'd be lost. We are I think we've got everything lined up we need at this point. But I will tell you this. I've got more information coming in. In fact, I was just looking at another piece coming out regarding what is happening with Belarus, Ukraine. Putin is now making an address on Ukraine. Yesterday or the other day, we heard from Biden. The Kremlin says the Russian president will recognize separatist-held regions after a made-for-TV meeting with security officials. Now, the separatist nations that exist inside Ukraine are some of those breakaway republics. We'll get into that in more detail for you in the next hour. In the meantime, the John Durham report, I'm still looking. If I'm looking for that John Durham report being released by CNN, I'm all over their page. I don't see anything on it. They're making a big deal out of Putin. They're announcing Boris Johnson announces the end of COVID restrictions in England. Okay. Bernie Madoff's sister and her husband found dead in apparent murder-suicide. Sorry about that. But there's nothing about the Trump thing. The only thing they have on here is that the Trump social media app goes live in Apple's App Store. You didn't know that? Let me give that to you. Follow the Truth. It's called Truth Social. This is an alternative social media platform backed by President Trump. It went live Monday. It's just now available for download on Apple's App Store. But, no surprise here. Access to the service appears limited for now. The service, a Twitter-like application known as Truth Social, is owned by Trump Media and Technology Group, the media company Trump started after leaving the White House. Now, the users who downloaded the app on Monday morning were greeted by a message inviting them to register for the services. The sign-up process ended in a wait list to access the platform that had already grown to 150,000. Last week, Donald Trump Jr. tweeted what appeared to be the president's first post on Truth Social. It said, "Get ready. Your favorite president will see you soon." That was the elder Trump's message. Devin Nunes, of course, who quit to become the CEO of the Trump Media Company, said that last week, Truth Social expects to be fully operational by the end of next month. And everyone can get the platform on the U.S. at any time. All this is to fight back against all the big tech companies that were trying to destroy Trump on false stories. And, of course, they're all over the January 6th inquiry. They continue the January 6th inquiry. They're going to get into that as much as they can. They're going to tear it up. They're bringing people in that they were just videoed walking through the Capitol. They did nothing to assault any police. They did nothing to break in. They did nothing other than they got there, the gates were open, the doors were open, they walked in. They didn't really know what they were walking into, but you know, I guess we're all going in the Capitol. They have managed, with all the video they have in the Capitol, to track down everybody, apparently everybody that was in there. But you know what they have not been able to do? They have not been able to track down all those rioters of 2020 who were throwing Molotov cocktails, attacking police with bottles of urine or the Molotov cocktails, trying to set a police station, a federal building, on fire, knowing people were inside. None of that, not one bit of that, really has come forward. And, of course, this whole low bail and release thing that they continue to push, they're not interested in the facts of a story that might actually show that there was something wrong inside the Clinton camp. We all knew there was. And we all knew that the story about it being something created by Trump and Russian collusion, it was a lie to begin with. But for 2 years, this country was tied up on that story. 2 years, and I lost track of the money. I really did, and they probably did too. Now, on the Hugh Hewitt show the other day, Trump Hewitt was talking about the Durham report. I want to share this because I try to always give you both sides of a story regardless of who it comes from. Hugh Hewitt, Salem Network, a very strong supporter of the Trump, I think. I won't say Trump, but so much of the things that he considered were to be false. Hugh Hewitt has said on FNC special report that media reports claiming that Hillary Clinton's 2016 campaign spied on former President Trump was going too far in the assessment of special counsel John Durham's filing last week. That's his statement. You heard Ted Cruz a moment ago and say, if the allegations are true, somebody should go to jail. Now, I like the fact that Trump said, that Cruz said, if they are true. He's a true lawyer. I still say I really wish he had been put on the U.S. Supreme Court. I think he'd do a lot more for this country as a member of the U.S. Supreme Court than president down the line or even this last time. But Hugh Hewitt said, based on this motion that Durham filed against attorney Michael Sussman, who, of course, had been indicted by a grand jury last year for a perjury, he lied to the FBI saying he was not representing Hillary Clinton when he turned over all of this bogus information. He knew it was bogus. Mark Elias, his partner, knew it was bogus, and yet he turned it over to the FBI and he told them, I'm not really working for any client. Liar, liar, pants on fire. You were working for Clinton, and you're working for the Democrat committee. And everyone else who put together this false statement thing that they came up with. I mean, it came out from the FBI, the CIA, and remember, they would all go inside their little private meetings, closed doors. Members of Congress would come out. They couldn't really talk about it. They couldn't talk about it because that would have been a bad thing, right? So it was all supposed to be kept quiet. But they would talk in generalities. And every single one of those who were in there that tried to get Trump would come out and appear within minutes on CNN and MSNBC and all the rest of them and say, it's really bad. It's going to come down like a ton of bricks. The other shoe's going to fall. This is it for Trump. I mean, they would use all these phrases like this, which suggests that the noose is already on the guy's neck. Somebody just needs to swat the horse, and the horse pulls out from under him, and he's left dangling. That was the impression you were left with. They wanted you to have that impression, but it was a lie. It was a lie. How do we know it's a lie, Larry? Well, I'm glad you asked me that, because when the transcripts were finally released of their testimony, the actual testimony they gave, FBI, CIA, all of them were saying, no, we don't really have any evidence of any collusion. They knew there was none. They knew that's what they said under oath because they're not going to perjure themselves if they can avoid it. But lying to the American public, no big deal because they got a mainstream media that would take the story and run with it for them. That's all they wanted. They wanted somebody who would actually step forward and make things look like it was really, really bad. Well, of course it sounded bad, didn't it? And rightly so. But I would tell you this, if you go back over this particular story and you look at what they came out with, it was pretty much Zippo. But once again, I want you to hear from Senator Cruz and his summation of what he said at the beginning.
You and I both remember when President Trump said the Democrats are spying on me, and the corporate media collectively laughed at him. They mocked at him. They said, what a ridiculous claim for him to make. Well, if what Special Counsel Durham is alleging is true, that what Donald Trump said was absolutely right. And to the extent Hillary Clinton is complicit with this, her campaign is complicit with it, her lawyers are complicit with it, big tech is complicit with it. If this is true, it's a lot bigger than Watergate. That was a bungled third-rate burglary. It was wrong. People went to jail for Watergate, and people need to go to jail for this if these allegations are true.
If these allegations are true, see, he adds that point. Hugh Hewlett, again, and talking about this, he said, I just think the media has made too much of this filing by Durham. He said, I think I said 2 nights ago, we don't really know anything yet. Sussman can go either John Dean and report there were tapes that had not been uncovered yet, or he can go Gordon Liddy and hide it and cover it up. Hugh Hewlett said nobody knows nothing about the prosecution until the prosecution rolls out its indictment. Well, that's true. That's true. I don't think Cruz would disagree with him. But there's more to this story that I do want to get into. We're going to be joined before we finish this hour. Christopher Bedford of The Federalist, appearing today of Maria Bartiromo. I wanted to question him specifically on some points. And also a fellow contributor to The Federalist, Margo Cleveland. I want to hear her remarks. So I want to share something she wrote coming up.
They step up. Our service.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back. I was telling you a moment ago about Margo Cleveland. She is a senior contributor for The Federalist, and she wrote a piece I want to share with you before we go to our guest of the next segment, Chris Bedford, who's also with The Federalist. He was on Maria Bartiromo this morning. I took note of that. But the filing that came from Margo Cleveland, titled Four Special Counsel Reservations, I'm sorry, Four Special Counsel Revelations Tying Spygate to Hillary Clinton's Campaign. And she begins by pointing out that Americans can expect the reveal of more evidence connecting Hillary Clinton campaign to the Russian collusion hoax. She definitely believes there will be more coming forward. I think so, too. Because I think as Durham puts more pressure on these lower fishes, they will belly up. And they're not going to go to jail for someone higher up if they can. Sussman and Elias, they're the attorneys. Smart attorneys seldom hire themselves to protect themselves. But her comments and the way she wrote this thing is very interesting. She said, last week, the corrupt media spinning explosive revelations from Special Counsel John Durham's office as a big old nothing burger. That's true. That's the way they treated it. Because they ignored it. The New York Times didn't bother it. The CNN and MSNBC, they just ignored it. And when they finally got around to it, they put a spin on it. They put a spin on the sense that well, this is just more ways to distract from the problems Trump is facing with the January 6th commission. BS. I have that degree and I use it. She goes on to say that although the New York Times, CNN, NNN, and the legacy media outlets failed to refute the significance of the details in Durham's latest filing, their concerted efforts highlighted the previous lack of coverage of the investigation and the many stunning revelations that have come from Durham's team to date. Now listen here closely to this one. Please listen. One of the most significant aspects of the ongoing investigation, ignored or downplayed by the supposed standard bearers of journalism concerns, the extensive role the Hillary Clinton campaign played in the Russian collusion hoax. Russia, Russia, Russia was a Hillary Clinton enterprise. And four revelations from the special recent counsel filings prove it. The Clinton campaign paid for Russian disinformation to be peddled to the feds and media via the Steele dossier. That's been pretty much undisputed. But let's try it out in court. I'm all for doing it by court. Two, the Clinton campaign paid for fake intel supplied by a Clinton crony and longtime Democrat to feed to the FBI and press. Again, that's true. That's Michael Sussman in part. Three, the Clinton campaign peddled more than the Steele dossier. And then the fourth point that she brings up, the pro bono support of Clinton, the downplay of the responsibility of the Alpha Bank hoax by a guy by Joffe, who was supposedly doing this work. And apparently, while the Clinton campaign did not pay him, the evidence Durham uncovered indicates the tech guru was nonetheless acting for Hillary Clinton. Oh, yeah, there's a lot more to be said about this story. My next guest will join us. We've had him before, Christopher Bedford of The Federalist. Many car dealers are quick to sell you a car, but Ackerman Toyota knows that's just the beginning of your relationship. When it comes time for routine or special service work, others might be too busy. Not Ackerman Toyota. Hours and days to fit your schedule. Ackerman Toyota at Hampton, just north of Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota for life.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back. Reminding you, we are live streaming our programs at Larry Connors USA YouTube. It's pretty fascinating to me how many people want to watch how radio's done. Glad to have you watch. And what I really find fascinating is that folks who pull it up the next day or later that night, since they weren't able to do it live, and they sit there and watch it like a real TV program. I'm glad to have you. And I feel like I'm back on TV with you, but I'm not a news anchor now. I make it very clear. I'm not a news anchor. I'm a commentator, an opinion, and you get my opinion. And before we go to our guest, I need to update you on Russia-Ukraine. Putin says he will recognize the independence of the Ukraine breakaway regions. These are two of the regions in the southeast of Ukraine that have already been supplied Russian weapons, by the way. And if Russians invade from the north and maybe use some fire from the Black Sea for their ships, we don't know. All hell could break loose. We'll keep you posted on that. My guest is Christopher Bedford, a contributor to The Federalist. Christopher, glad to have you on board again, sir.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's great to be back.
Well, you know what? I saw you on this morning on Maria Bartiromo, and I thought, my God, she got in before I did today. But I'm glad. Thanks for allowing me time. I know you are a highly sought man. You appear on a lot of network programs. I appreciate the time you spend with our audience. I don't know if you were I don't know if you were able to listen to the piece we were reading a moment ago that had been written by one of your contributing editors, your senior editor, on what she thought was going on and how some of these things have been misplayed, certainly ignored by the media, and prime points that, well, basically Margot Cleveland said there are council revelations tying Spygate to Hillary Clinton's campaign just being ignored by the mainstream, or as I call them, state-controlled media.
Oh, it's been absolutely wild to see how they've been ignored by this. The Durham investigation has unveiled more than we ever thought was actually going on, or maybe just some people thought it, but even I've been talking about this with Maria for years. Molly Hemingway's been talking about it. You've been talking about it. A couple of good reporters have been on it. But this went above and beyond to actually have these chief technology officer of the computer company, the technology company that the president-elect, Donald Trump, was using for Trump Tower, for the office of the White House. To have him be releasing information, giving it to please quote VIPs, according to Durham's allegations. This is the first time he'd ever been, this company had ever been on a presidential or having this job.
Yeah, you're talking about Jaffe, who the Clinton campaign hired Perkins Coie, and Jaffe hired Perkins Coie. And they make it clear there was no infiltration, there was no hacking. He had access to it. He was allowed access.
Yeah. So previously we'd seen entrapment. We'd seen different hacks. This was different. He was the chief technology officer. He was just taking the information, stealing it, and giving it to the opponents of the president, which was absolutely wild. And it was used to try and spin up this Russiagate thing. I find it interesting, although there are no allegations as of yet from Durham, that he also was involved, paid by the Biden campaign. So hopefully that there's not any kind of overlap there, but he's been paid twice. The first time it was
I'm sorry. Did you just say that there's evidence or suggested evidence that he was also being paid by the Biden campaign? Talking about this last time around?
Yes. That technology firm, before he'd retired, was used by the Biden administration, Biden campaign as well, 4 years later. That reporting was done by one of my old colleagues, used to be at the Daily Caller, Chuck Ross. Now he's over at the Washington Free Beacon.
Sure.
He's done some excellent work on this, and he exposed that the Biden campaign also worked with this technology firm. So we'll see. I was starting to lose hope that Durham was really going to come up with anything, but it appears that the man is exactly as serious as we always thought, and he's been hard at work this whole time.
Well, you know, that's the other thing. A lot of folks said, he got appointed, and nothing burger, nothing, and then he drops these little things, and there's still nothing burger. Sussman's pled, well, he hasn't pled guilty to perjury, but they've got him on a charge of perjury that he lied when he said, I'm not working for any particular client as I present this information that we had in our hands. He doesn't say necessarily, I guess, how he got them, but he lied. He was working for the Clinton campaign, he and his partner Mark Elias. They're clearly working for the Clinton campaign, and they're working against Trump. And who else knows that they were working for?
Yeah, this whole thing has been a self-licking ice cream cone from the beginning as far as the corruption works, where you see, for example, the intelligence services will leak a meeting to different reporters. The reporters will write about the meeting, and then the intelligence services will say, see, the reporters are writing about it, therefore this is real.
Right.
This whole thing has been like this from the very beginning. And it was wild to see an article last week in the New York Times trying to actually explain why they don't want to cover it, why they're not going to talk about it. They said it was too complicated.
They're not thinking of a paper then, I guess, right?
Well, yeah, exactly. It is complicated, but guys like you and me have been keeping track of it so we can keep the American people informed.
Well, and you guys deserve all the credit. I'm just picking up on some of your stuff. Glad to ride your coattails on that. But, I mean, I guess the Hunter Biden laptop is too complicated too, huh?
Yeah, the Hunter Biden laptop was too complicated. They had to stop that because they said it was the result of information gained from a hack. That information, by the way, was never proven. Or it was a foreign intel operation. That evidence was never provided. But then, meanwhile, this past week, they actually hacked information, the personal details and identifiers of folks who had dared to donate to an opposition party in Canada, the Truckers Convoy. That was leaked and never censored. So I'm beginning to wonder if there's a double standard here.
Well, you think? you're so – I love you just being nice and sweet about it. I'm beginning to wonder. You know damn well there was a double standard, and they're not going to play that game the rest of the way out. Now, the other thing is, when you talk about – I used to – when I teach journalism students, I've been in the business for a few years. I've been around the block a few times, not my first rodeo, nor yours either. But I would tell students, sometimes you have to be careful. Someone may send you a press release. It may be factual, may not. They may just be using you as a trial balloon. Run the story. We see what kind of reaction we get. And if it's all positive, then we'll jump on it. We'll run more. If it's bad, we'll say, that didn't come from us. They made that up. I see the same play here.
I see it, too. And a lot of reporters are – it's sad to see in the industry, but so many reporters are either lazy and they just don't want to do the work, or are too trusting of their sources. I couldn't believe how many
they're bought off. I'm going to be direct about it.
That's true. So some of them are. They're just ideologically on the same side. You see all these reporters out there for CNN, the New York Times, MSNBC, who were burned over and over and over again by false leaks from the Democratic committee supposedly investigating Russiagate. And they never once turned on their sources. So what I do when I get a press release from someone, when someone calls me with a story, when someone sits down and says, I'd like to meet with you about this, my first job is to figure out what is their angle, because they're not just doing this out of charity. Most people, sometimes they do, but most people involved in government and investigations, they reached out to that reporter because they thought that they would write a story in a certain way. How do they benefit? Once you figure that out, they might have some really great information that's really important.
Yeah.
Well, you got to figure out where they're coming from first, and a lot of the media has not been doing that for too long.
Some of the best information about criminal undertakings comes from somebody who's been in the inside and now either wants out or fears that if they don't come forward, they're going to be locked up as well. So it's still a reliable source. Now, you get somebody that's just going to go ahead and tell the story, and they know it's wrong, but you're gonna get along to go along. Do you really want to be the big thumb standing out in D.C. for all the others to attack?
Yeah, exactly. At the end of the day, it's the reporter's name that's on that byline. So I know some guys who got burned by stories that were lies. They remembered that for the rest of their lives. They were embarrassed. Their editors were embarrassed. But what's wild in D.C. is there is zero sense of shame. The people who peddled the Russiagate lies and did work for the intelligence agencies trying to undermine the president, did work for the DNC to try and undermine the U.S. government for 4 years, they never returned the press awards. They never returned the Pulitzers. They got rewarded. They got new jobs. They got renewed TV contracts.
Yeah.
It's truly amazing. They never have to be wrong when you're a liberal on the media.
Listen, if you can pleasure yourself while you're on a viral Zoom call and still be hired back as the legal analyst, like there are no others out there, that tells me everything I need to know about the corruption that exists. And you mentioned
that's exactly right.
Yeah, and you mentioned the Pulitzer Prize. New York Times hasn't offered to send it back. They're not sending anything back. And they know it's all false now. Their way of handling it now is not even – they won't even bring themselves to say it was a mistake. Here's a correction. They just say it was needs to be rephrased. It needs to be clarified.
And they're losing control of the narrative. That's their main concern. The facts don't get in the way. Don't let the facts get in the way of the fact that we all know Trump was a bad guy.
Thanks. Thank you very much, Rich. We appreciate it.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Reminding you, we are live streaming at Larry Connors USA YouTube. You go to Larry Connors USA YouTube. You can look in as we're streaming right now and watch the radio program underway. And glad to have you listening. Glad to have you sharing with others. I cannot thank you enough for the times you share this program or our comments or any of our pieces we put up from time to time or our podcast. When you share them with others, you multiply us many times over. I've got listeners and callers and emails from all over the nation, and I thank you for it. Our app is available all over the nation and beyond the world. If you're on the Internet, you can get it anyway. You don't have to be listening directly to the station. So KXEN1010AM.com, KXEN1010AM.com. If you lose track of that, just go to LarryConnorsUSA.com. We'll fill everything in. Everything I have is branded LarryConnorsUSA.com, so it's not hard to find me. Now, I apologize on behalf of Chris Bedford being shut off as quickly as he was. I knew he had a schedule, and I'm trying to crowd in a few more questions. And you can tell he's a wealth of information, very bright guy. But I pushed it a little bit, and I don't like dumping a guest as fast as we did, but I think he understands. I want to get into something that we talked about before, and there's now more proof coming out. Now, we know what's going on with Canadian truckers. They're beginning to break apart. Some of them are beginning to move. American truckers are preparing their ride. If you have any doubt as to what the route's going to be, go to Larry Connors USA Facebook, Larry Connors USA Facebook. We have a full list that's been provided me by that. Again, I have not had a chance to verify everything, but I believe it to be correct, and I've seen it repeated And it should give you some idea of where you can link up if you choose to do so as they begin to move forward to the Capitol and then a staging area before they get there. Capitol Police already putting up a fence. They're expecting, oh, it's going to be dangerous. There was never any danger in Canada. You know, the only ones that might have died in Canada were pets. When the Ottawa police or military moved in, whoever was doing it, moving the trucks, and they wouldn't let the owners take their pets with them, or the pets wouldn't give it, they would euthanize their pets. Does that sound like something you think is fair? And yet we have in Trudeau exercising the Emergencies Act, which is martial law, which is meant to be a much higher standard. It's meant basically to take away all civil liberties. They're basically criticizing, calling these truckers and their pets terrorists. Good luck with getting that filed in court and having it stand up. But against that backdrop, remember when we pulled out of Afghanistan, as sloppy as it was, we did bring some Afghans here because we told them, if you help us, we help get you and your family to safety because we know you'll be on the first hit list of the Taliban. We were being told they're being properly vetted. I knew right then that was a lie from the beginning. There's a new Department of Defense Inspector General report that shows thousands of Afghans brought to the U.S. were not properly vetted. No kidding. Are you surprised? I'm not. I knew they weren't being properly vetted. We're not properly vetting anybody coming across the border, the southern border. Hell, they took the plane because it's the quickest way to get out of Afghanistan. Some of them clinging to the plane, trying to hold on, and then would fall from 8, 9, 10,000 feet. The Afghan evacuees were not vetted by the National Counterterrorism Center using all DOD data prior to arriving because Customs and Border Patrol were being compared against Department of Homeland Security, automated biometric identification system, which did not initially include all biometric data, blah, 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 blah. The bottom line is we don't know how many Afghans in this country are here and will live peacefully and be thankful they're in this country that's been so blessed, and how many are in here looking for an opportunity to create jihad against the U.S. and our country. One female soldier, Bliss, has already been assaulted by a number of male refugees. So they're not all nice guys, even if they're not terrorists. No one's been arrested or charged. This is the way Biden has destroyed our country from inside. Name me one other country. Name me one other country where people are basically dying and lying to try to get into, other than the U.S. Name me one. You can't. And the ones that want to come here, if they want to come and better their lives, I'm happy for them. We are a land of opportunity. We have been blessed. We are the promised land. We're the beacon on the hill. But there's a legal way. These were being brought in, supposedly legal, but we apparently brought in less than 3% of the ones we promised we would help. The others still there, hiding or dead. And let me remind you again, that includes Americans. Americans we did not get out. And Biden would tell us, well, some of them don't want to go. They might not if they have family there and they're not going to get to take their family with them. I would understand that. Otherwise, just more lie. Coming up, we're going to talk about what can they possibly run on next time. Stand by next hour.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.